You're with Annie on 3CR Breakfast, and we've got Catherine Kelly from the Alliance Against Political Prosecutions. Yeah. You were down outside the court at a rally for Richard Boyle in Adelaide just the other day. So the proceedings have begun.
Well, no, actually they haven't. Richard Boyle tested positive for COVID, and his whole defence team tested positive for COVID on Monday. His hearing was due to start on Tuesday, but it didn't start because obviously they were sick. But we went ahead with the rally outside the courts just in Victoria Square there on Tuesday morning. And there was a good crowd there, or, you know, 40 to 50 people, which was good for a fairly short notice rally. And Rex, former Senator Rex Patrick spoke, Human Rights Legal Centre senior lawyer Kieran Pender spoke, Richard Searle, a professor from the university, spoke, somebody from the union and CPSU spoke, and I spoke, and Helen, I'm sorry, I've forgotten her name, I don't know her, and another person spoke from Human Project. So it was a pretty good rally. We had banners and placards there, so it was obvious what we were there for. So that was a good start. I mean, we have been protesting about his prosecution for some years, along with Bernard Collieri's and David McBride's in Canberra. But I think this is the first rally for him in Adelaide.
Ah, yes. So the interesting thing about people like Richard Boyle and David McBride and, of course, Bernard Collieri, is that they are people who have, over their working life, been quite successful, and they conform to the systems that they've all worked in because they actually respect them. That would be a fair statement, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. I mean, Bernard Collieri was a well-respected lawyer. He was recommended to witness K by the security services when witness K needed a lawyer because of his actions about East Timor. And, you know, ATO, Richard Boyle, obviously a serious public servant there, and Major David McBride had two tours of service in Afghanistan. Yes, all very well-respected people.
So they actually, in both of their stories, they followed procedure to in order to alert the system that there were problems.
Yes, Richard Boyle and David McBride both made complaints internally, quite a number of complaints, and Richard Boyle went to the Inspector General of Taxation and also before he went to the media. So he followed all the correct procedures, as did David McBride. David McBride, I think, wrote to a number of politicians as well as going to the Inspector General of Defence, and before he went to the media as well. So there was a, I think this came after Richard Boyle had been sacked probably, but there was an investigation, a parliamentary investigation into Richard's complaints about the severe debt recovery practices. And that parliamentary inquiry found that the investigation into his complaints was very superficial. And that was when they dropped the number of charges from 66 charges. Imagine 66 charges for revealing information about bad debt recovery practices. It's outrageous. Anyway, they dropped the charges, 66 charges, to 24 counts, which is still a huge number of counts against him. So, and the prison time that they are facing is incredibly long. It's so outrageous. I get lost for words because they shouldn't be being prosecuted at all.
Just as an aside, one of my relatives was under that. They felt the brunt of the ATO's approach to small business, and they actually emigrated because they found they were so insulted by the country's approach to them.
Right, yes, and there was somebody else at the rally too who had been badly affected by these practices. So,
I mean, they hadn't done anything, you know, like... It was just like a white pointer shark attacking their credibility and their livelihood.
Yeah.
Mm. It's quite extraordinary.
Yes, it is extraordinary. I'm not sure why.
So, I mean, it's just that people do think that Richard Boyle is a hero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is a hero. Both of them are heroes. And... sorry, I've lost my train.
Oh, no, no. What I was really getting at was, what I was thinking about was the politicisation of the public service, being lent on by power elites who don't want the inconvenient truth. It's one of the reasons for why the public service has a system and a structure, but it's being undermined, isn't it? And you must be calling for better whistleblower legislation, just as the Get Up video talks about.
Yes, we certainly are calling for better public interest disclosure act legislation that needs to be reformed. It's apparently just unable to protect people who need that protection. And Dreyfus has said that he won't drop these charges for these two people because they're not exceptional and unusual like the Cleary one was. But if two unjust prosecutions aren't exceptional and unusual, well, they bloody well should be. Sorry.
Do you have any idea? I mean, it's probably beyond your remit, but do you have any idea of the approach that the defence teams might be going down?
No, I don't. I haven't talked to the defence team at all, so I'm not privy to that.
No, yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see if it does go to court and they have to go through the issues that are involved, because as with all activism, the court case quite often is the place where all the murky details are exposed, because the court only deals in data, give us the facts, sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions is supposedly independent and responsible for the prosecutions, for them going ahead. And she at the moment, Sarah McMahon, no, sorry, that's not right, but anyway, she can reconsider the prosecutions at any time. But we have written to her asking her to do that, but she says that they're just in the public interest, but hasn't explained what that public interest is in them going ahead. So whether the public interest, they consider the public interest, is in deterring other whistleblowers, that seems to be the only argument that I can think of.
Oh, actually, I can think of another. They might actually want to expose the previous government's heavy-handed approach.
Well, that's right, but the prosecutions were begun under the previous government.
Well, the whole regime at the ATO was instituted. It's very similar to the attacks on pensioners with the robo-debt.
Yes.
The same sort of approach, a mindset.
Yep, and that's been, there's a royal commission happening into that, isn't there?
Yeah.
The robo-debt. Yes.
I mean, that was a systemic ideological approach by, I'd have to say, I think, an incompetent government.
Mm. Yes. Well, they certainly were, and they've done a lot of damage. And they just attack the most vulnerable in our society, whether it's people being tossed over off the disability support, or the robo debt, or these cases, and so many other things, services that they cut back for legal aid that sort of thing. Yes, they did a hell of a lot of damage.
Yeah, but the most interesting thing about the whistleblowers in this particular case, Richard Boyle and David McBride, maybe this is a common thing, but these two people are definitely well-respected, upstanding members of at least the middle class, you'd have to say.
Yes, that's right. So this is a slightly different attack, but yes, obviously trying to hide things that were going wrong in the public service or in the military.
Well, the thing about it is, if the prosecutions are successful, should Australians be worried about their democracy?
Well, we have to be, I think, if this becomes the norm. People need to be able to speak out about what's wrong. I mean, why should you be prosecuted for speaking out about deficiencies in the public administration or in the military? It doesn't bode well for our democracy if that's the way things are going, because people will be too scared and they'll be frightened, and we won't hear about them. So it is really important that these two cases, these two prosecutions, be discontinued and that the whole thing gets turned around, that whistleblowers be encouraged, not discouraged. In America, I think, in some places, they pay whistleblowers when they've given information about bad practices or illegal goings-on.
Who pays them?
Well, I think the state, but I'd have to go into that in more detail. Oh,
that's interesting. Well, there you go. And Alliance Against Political Prosecutions is going ahead, of course, and will keep us informed of what happens with Richard Boyle. Who would have thought that COVID would have had a silver lining?
Sorry, what was the silver lining there?
Well, they couldn't take them to court. They had to wait until they were all well, at least for 14 days or
I think Richard was quite looking forward to giving his public interest disclosure defence there, because that's the chance. If that went ahead and they were found that the public interest disclosure was justified, that would have been the end of it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But there's a hearing next Friday at 2:15, which is just a directions hearing, I understand. But his public interest disclosure has been put back to October now.
Oh, my goodness. So, no, it's wearisome, isn't it?
Another huge delay, and these things been pushed out as part of a, punishment by process for all of them. They've been going on for years and really without getting anywhere, really.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? Okay. Mm. What do you? How can listeners involve themselves in this process?
Well, if they can find out more about it, Sydney criminal lawyers Paul Gregoire often has very good articles about this, and he had one just a week ago or something. Whistleblower Richard Boyle's public interest defence hearing set. Just to read that sort of thing, it gives a whole history of Richard's case. And then, you could write to Dreyfus, Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, and ask him to drop the prosecutions, or write letters to the paper, or go and see your own MP and ask them to ask Mark Dreyfus to drop the prosecutions. So there's quite a bit you can do, or you can keep up, they could keep up to date with our website on what's going on, which is aapp.ipan.org.au.
Cool. Thanks very much, Catherine.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.